Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Grasso and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. Grasso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Glenn out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Grasso and he is out, Terwilliger applying the tag. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grasso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Connie Marrero. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is hit by the pitch. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Simon now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sima fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 2 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Campos pinch hits for Al Sima. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. Simpson moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Simpson scores. Boone moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.